What's something that feels illegal but it isn't?
Smoking cigarettes in your house.
Oh, smoking indoors.
Smoking indoors. That always felt wrong, but so right.
Yeah.
You know, at Waffle House, there are times, there are still Waffle Houses where you can smoke in the South. So I think being in a Waffle House, being done, finishing your waffle and then lighting a cigarette, that should feel illegal.
And then putting out the cigarette on the remaining waffle that you didn't eat.
And walking out and leaving
and
a dollar
out.
Tip. Yeah, that should be illegal.
That does feel illegal, yeah. Today, I was with a girlfriend of mine. We were socially distancing, had masks on, and we were at Starbucks. And Starbucks coffee to me is crap, so I don't drink Starbucks. But while she was getting her Starbucks, I was like, oh, they have the sugar and the raw here. I like that. Mm-hmm. So I took a bunch of them, and she's like, you can't do that. And I said, it's not illegal. First of all, you bought something. Maybe you like 20 sugars in your coffee. You know, you like zero sugar, but maybe like once we leave, you might want to put 20 sugars in. So I took a bunch and she said, that is something that should be illegal, but technically it isn't.
I think it is. I think if you didn't buy anything, I think that's illegal.
No, she bought something.
Well, I know, but you didn't. So you
I'm holding the sugar for her.
You walked into Starbucks, stole some, and left.
I didn't steal anything. They leave it out for you to take. It's there for the taking.
So do you take the shampoo and the soap and the cups and all that in hotel rooms?
Yeah, that stuff is there for you. They want you. You can have the shampoo and you can have the moisturizer. It's there for you. You've paid for the hotel room. You can have the tiny little bottle of shampoo. Yes.
See, I always felt that was illegal. So if I didn't use the lotion, I would steal the lotion. And I would have all the shampoo, conditioner, and lotion in my bag. I would have probably 30 at one time in my bag. And I would always feel that's illegal.
Yeah, but I've stayed at those hotels where they have Kiehl's products. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You can't expect me to not steal Kiehl's products. You know what also feels illegal? When there's a sign on a door that says customers can only use a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a store in my neighborhood that I shop there. Like, I go in there, but I had to pee, and it's a bagel shop. I wasn't buying a bagel in that moment, but I have bought bagels there before. They know me. I've been in there. So I went in just to use the restroom, and I still felt like the sign says you can't really do that. Mm-hmm. But the last couple of times I was in here that I bought bagels, I didn't use the bathroom then, so they owe me one. But it still felt like illegal.
When you're on the road and you're driving and the only bathroom is a McDonald's and you just walk into the McDonald's just to use the bathroom and then leave, I always stop at the menu for a minute. And act like I'm looking, do I really want McDonald's? No, I don't want. And I kind of shake my head like, no, I really don't want McDonald's. And I leave because I always feel bad about that, too.
Well, I want fries. You know, let me pee first because I can't really think about food until I've peed. And then you come out and go, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to get fries. Like, at least you pretend that you maybe might have wanted to buy something.
Yeah, I do want fries. But you know what? I left my wallet in the car. I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the car to get my wallet. Oh, look, there's a Burger King. I'm going to go there instead. Because businesses like that aren't there just for you to use the bathroom for. They're actually there for people to spend money. So I do feel bad when that happens.
I feel bad when I'm at a store and so most of the stores now, because of COVID, everything's all packaged up, right? Mm. So they have these bags of bananas, but there's like 12 bananas in there. I'm not going to finish 12 bananas. They're going to be brown by the time I get through them. Every time I rip open the bag and take out like 3 bananas, mm-hmm. I always feel like that's illegal. But I think, well, someone else probably wants to do that too. And I've opened a bag. Now they can have their 2 or 3 bananas.
No, that's like getting a bag of apples and taking 4 apples out of the bag, closing the bag and going to buy the bag. That doesn't seem right either.
But they sell apples by the bag. They don't necessarily sell bananas, because bananas could be sold by the each.
Right.
they don't have to be sold by the bag, whereas a bag of apples is a bag of apples. You can't open up a bag of apples. They don't sell them by the each. But I love the fact that this is how you and I live now. Like, people do really illegal things. Like, they steal. Mm-hmm. Like, they do serious illegal stuff. I love that you and I are so good that we feel guilty, like, taking an extra sugar from Starbucks or breaking the bananas. Like,
well, I think what you did was illegal.
What? Sugars?
I think the sugar was illegal. I think that was, I think you could do time for that. Not prison, but jail. I think you could actually go do time for that.
What are you here for?
Sugar.
Took too many sugars from yeah. Starbucks.
It was really good sugar, though. You don't understand.
It's really the sugar hard. On the raw. It's the expensive stuff.
Right. Because that stuff ain't cheap. So they don't want you to steal it. They want you to buy something and use one pack. No,
you need a good attorney.
Yeah, exactly. You better find one now. Because,
you know what? I think it's genetic, because my grandmother used to steal Sweet and Low.
Oh, really?
Like, we go to the diner, and she would open up. And it was funny. She didn't even use Sweet and Low. I don't even know why she did that. Sweet and Low and Splenda. That was her two things. Like, she would open up her handbag, and she'd put in all the Splenda and all the Sweet and Low. I'm like, Grandma, what are you doing? She's like, this stuff is very expensive. I'm like, but you don't use it. What, are you selling it on the open market? Like, why do you need to steal that?
I had a friend who would have kind of like a wallet in his car, but it wasn't a wallet. It was a place to put all this stuff, like cigarettes and money and all that. But it was the bank hoochie thing, the round thing that goes in the bank. He stole that. So instead of putting it back
God.
You're riding around, you're going, is that a...
That's the bank hoochie thing.
But there's no name for it. It's a bank hoochie thing. You stole the bank hoochie thing? Yeah, I always do. That's illegal.
Right.
And I guess there's not a sign that says you can't take it.
They expect it back. Or maybe I got to go home and get my money and stuff it in there.
Well, I mean, they chain the pens down. They don't want you to take those. But the bank hoochie thing, they don't chain that down, so you can take that.
That's right. You didn't chain it down. It's all mine.
And it's a cool thermos. You can put your food in it and put it in your backpack, and off you go. And people really laugh when you take it out.